Well, so we continue today in Simon Tzadik Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Hayotarach le'nekavav." If a person had to use the bathroom, ayispal, a person shouldn't daven. They misspal, but if a person did daven, tfila sato eva. Such a tfila, such a prayer, is in fact an abomination. The tzarach lachzru l'spal, and a person has to go back and daven again. V'hani mili shinu yochol l'ha'amid asmo shir hiluch parso. But the truth is, this is only true if a person could not restrain themselves for the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that a parsa is 4 mil. We know that it takes a person approximately 18 minutes to walk a mil, so 4 mil will be 72 minutes. But if a person is able to hold themselves back for the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa, then they are yotzei tefila b'di'eved. But in reality, a person should go ahead and check themselves to make sure that they don't need to relieve themselves prior to davening. Hago, v'chal nitzrach l'nekavav asra afilu b'divrei Torah. And the Ramah adds in that if a person has to use the bathroom, they are prohibited from even learning Torah. Kol zman shegufo mishokatz min hanekavim. As long as one's body is unclean from any of the orifices. So the idea over here is that if a person has the need to relieve themselves, not only should a person not daven shmona esrei, but ideally a person should not learn Torah as well. If in the middle of Shmona Esrei the urge to relieve oneself came about, so a person should not interrupt the middle of Shmona Esrei to take care of their bodily needs. Rather, a person should go ahead and wait till the end of Shmona Esrei. But if it's at the time of Shema and Brachas that this urge came about the individual, whether it means to urinate or to defecate, a person reads Shema in the normative way and does not stop. So what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here is now we see the other side of this halacha. So if one has to relieve oneself, one should not daven. And if one began to daven already with the urge to relieve oneself, then one has to repeat davening again. If, however, when one began davening, they didn't have to relieve themselves, but then over the course of davening, they felt the need to relieve themselves, then halach l'maisa, they could finish out the rest of tefillah. However, when it comes to Shema, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the halacha is that if during Shema the need, the urge came about, whether to defecate or to urinate, the halacha is that one could continue to recite Shema in the normative way. Plus, we will stop over here for today. Emir Hashem, we will pick up with the Ramah in Sif Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.